Secretary.
Mr. President, revert to messages from the House.
No objection.
Has passed. CSSB 450 amended, supplemental appropriation legislative council for a study of options for local acquisition and ownership or management of the Fairbanks International Airport and the Anchorage International Airport with the following amendment. Page 1, line 13 and 14, delete the Senate Special Committee on Transportation. Line 16, add. The study shall be conducted in cooperation with the Municipality of Anchorage, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and the State of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, and transmitting for consideration.
Good. Mr. President.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move that Senate concur in the House amendments to namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 450, amended House.
We're ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate concur in the House amendments, namely committee substitute for Senate Bill 450, amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred with the House amendments of Senate Bill 450. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of committee substitute for Senate Bill 450, amended House, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
The House passed Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 63, proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to standing committees with the following amendment, HCS SCR 63, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Gladys.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 63.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senator Sumner?
Yeah, 1 minute.
I'm going to do that.
We'll do that right after this. The question is, shall the Senate concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 7 yeas, 6 nays.
And so the House has failed to concur in House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63. Members can come in now if they wish. Do you want to do it again, or do you want to just let them die with it, with everybody standing there in the hall instead of voting? On to the next thing. Madam Secretary? Senator Ray? They're coming in now. John, did you make a deal?
What does that mean?
I'm no trader.
What's the general appropriation? And funding alone. Substitute for Senate Bill 365 passed to the Senate.
Just one moment, we can put it up. It's up again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's call it. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meehan?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett? Senator Stimson?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski? Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler? Senator Bennett? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Tillion?
Yes.
Fifteen yeas and one, two, three, four, five nays.
And so free conference committee substitute for Senate Bill 365 has passed the Senate. Their effective date law?
There is no effective date. Okay. Message from the House. The House passed Senate Bill 590 amended, an act approving the Second Amendment to the Agreement for the Sale and Purchase of State Royalty Oil between the State of Alaska and the Alpetco Company and providing for an effective date with the following amendment. On page 1, line 6, delete the title and add. An act relating to state royalty oil and providing for an effective date. Then on page 2, line 22, insert a new subsection. AS 3805-183 is amended by adding a new section. A. Notwithstanding the other provisions of AS 38, the Commissioner of Natural Resources may sell state royalty to the highest bidder. State royalty oil sold under the provisions of this section may not be sold for a contract term exceeding 2 years. The Commissioner shall adopt reasonable notice provisions and specifications for the sale of state royalty oil under this section and transmitting for consideration.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely Senate Bill 509, amended Senate.
It's 590.
Did you want a short recess? Or?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we
Mr.
hold
President,
them?
I think we can hold them. If we don't, we'll place a call. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent Senate recess to a call of chair at about 10 minutes.
Back to order. Senator Coletta on our board.
Mr. President, there's a motion pending for concurrence on Senate Bill 590. I move and ask unanimous consent that action pertaining to Senate Bill 590 be deferred to a later time.
There are no objections. 590 is deferred to a later time. Senator Sackett.
I'd like to
bring a
bit of consideration. House can substitute
the second amendment resolution.
No objection.
House Committee Substitute Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 63, proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to standing committees.
Senator Coletta?
Well, I believe it's a reconsideration. It's a call for the question.
The question is, shall the Senate adopt House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 4 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 60. The Senate, what?
You do them all over, they'll all come out on top.
All right. Getting foggy. Now we have what,
10:02.
Would you move that we rescind our action on adopting 10:02? Senator Sackett?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in passing Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002 Rules Amendment Senate.
Ask unanimous consent?
Yes.
There are no objection. It's before us again.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent. We return to second reading for specific amendment.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, we're in second reading.
Amendment number one, the operating expenses for the budget.
Is there a second? Hearing no objection, amendment number one is adopted.
Amendment.
Do we have amendment number two?
Amendment number two is an act making appropriate, or is a... appropriation to the... Appropriations to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, the Division of Business Loans, and the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, the Mining Loan Fund, and the Department of Commerce.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent for adoption of amendment number two.
Hearing no objection, amendment number two is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
Just technically, we're available for a change of the title to fit, right?
The title has already been amended. Senator Claus?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, amended Senate, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, amended Senate, an act making a special appropriation to the Fisheries Business Tax Grant Fund in the Department of Revenue, appropriating for operating and capital expenses of the state government. Appropriations to the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, the Division of Business Loans, the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, and the Mining Loan Fund, the Department of Commerce.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, as amended by the Senate, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
No, sir.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas and one nay on reconsideration.
And so the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Okay, what we need is
no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Your page.
Mr. President.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, have we received all messages from the House?
Well, I think that could go on for weeks to come, but...
Have we received all messages?
We received some. Which one do you want lined?
Which one do you
Mr. President, prior to Eddie's parliamentary inquiry, please. We just passed SCR 63. I believe we took action on that measure under reconsideration. It's my recollection the measure was not reconsidered.
I brought it on reconsideration.
There was no reconsideration on them.
He moved the reconsideration.
See, he has the right to do that after we passed it because we're still in the same day. But it doesn't seem like
there was no reconsideration place.
He could give it on a moment's notice. Senator Ray.
Just so that there isn't any problem, I would move and ask unanimous consent. This for the record, that the secretary be instructed to amend the title on 1002 to fit the purpose.
I ask
unanimous consent to conform to the subject material.
What we've already passed, not what he wants us to. Hearing no objection, so order.
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Yeah. He moved the effective date on the bill, which covered the budget, but 217 was not included in the budget, so it's all... What is... Madam Secretary?
Free Conference Committee Report, June 5, Mr. President. The Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 217 Finance Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Environmental Conservation and SCS CSHP 217 recommends that Reconference Committee substitute for House Bill 217 an act making special appropriations to various departments and agencies in the University of Alaska and amending certain appropriations made in 1980 and providing for an effective date be adopted. Signed, Senator Sackett, Coletta and Ray, Representatives Freeman, Cotton, and Byrne. Byrne signed, no recommendation. I can't read what Cotton signed.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of Reconference Committee 217.
You ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 217 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 217 has been adopted.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 217 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clauses are adopted. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we rescind our action in adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63.
Ask unanimous consent.
You ask unanimous consent?
Sir.
Hearing no objection. We've rescinded our action on adopting House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63.
House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution number 63, proposing an amendment to the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to standing committees.
Right. Senator Clement?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63.
The question is, shall House Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 4 nays.
And so House Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63 has passed the Senate.
Senator? Mr. President.
Senator Clement.
Give notice of reconsideration on my vote for House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 63.
House Committee Substitute.
No.
Just okay. Forget it. It'll die when we do anyway.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I would call the President's attention to Uniform Rule 29C.
Uniform rule. What phrase down is that?
Just as long as it's the secretary got the message.
That has to do with standing committees. Will the Senate please come back to order? This lovely summer day. Senator Ferguson.
I'd ask the Free Conference Committee for Senate Bill 165 to be adopted.
Let me read.
Yes, if you would.
Free Conference Committee report.
Oh, the funding. Yeah, that makes sense.
The Free Conference Committee considering Senate Bill 165, Special Appropriations to Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and HCS SB 165, Operating and Capital Expenses Related to Telecommunications, under consideration, recommends that House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 165 be adopted. Signed, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senator Sackett and Curtula, Representatives Brown, McKinnon, Representative Bettisworth signed, no recommendation.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, there is no changes in the bill that's before us from the House. What this is allowed for another transponder to be purchased, allowed for the telecommunication services throughout the state be expanded to allow for better communication systems in the state. There is funding. It is not 509, which is the bill. I'd ask that this be adopted.
Trafficked Entities?
You may.
I should have read the title.
It is well good.
My beef eater is getting a little low.
That's exactly what I got. Denied us a chance now.
No, heck, I don't care whether it's hot or cold. Senate, please come to order. Madam Secretary, what do we have before us?
We need a motion on, we need a vote on the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 165.
The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165, is that the free comp?
Yes, it is.
House version. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas and 5 absent.
And so House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165 has passed the Senate. Senator
Clara. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 165 Free Conference Committee Report. The roll call vote be considered the roll call vote on effective date clauses.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted. Which one do you want next?
The House has passed Senate Bill 539 amended. Making an appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for Emergency Medical Services with the following amendment. HCSSB 539 Finance Amended House, making appropriations to the Alaska Medical Facility Special Bond Account and to the Department of Public Safety for Emergency Medical Services with the House Letter of Intent and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, does the Secretary have an additional letter of intent, or is it only on 10 of them?
Senator Sturzewski, is that your letter of intent?
Turned into your office.
Yes. We have it.
Mr. President, you have
them? At ease,
yeah, we have
you'll go
in
get
the
it.
Office.
They'll pick it up. Senator, please come back to order.
Mr. President, I move that the letter of intent accompanying the House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539 amended House be adopted.
Are there any objections, or do you want to roll on that?
No, that's sufficient.
Unanimous consent is asked. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 539 amended House.
Are you ready for the question?
Call the Senate.
The Senate's been called. Bar the doors. Could we continue to any other business? You'll call it on the next one, too. All right.
Pertaining to Senate.
Yes, a little silence. Go ahead, sir.
Good. Mr. President, I'll repeat it. I move and ask unanimous consent that the engrossment be waived under Rule 42B of the Uniform Rules on Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 1002, amended Senate.
There are no objections, so ordered. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn sine die.
There are no objections, the Senate. Would that appoint two members to go down to the...
Yeah.